producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Shut the door. I want you to open the door to your mind as we begin another hour of conversation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, I think Roberta Fasanelli is lurking around somewhere. How are you doing today? What's the big deal with you? A lot of people are talking about the funerals for those 14 people killed in San Bernardino. The funerals begin today. Also, hate crime inquiries are opening up around the country. Suggestions that harassment of Muslims is a problem. People misidentifying folks as Muslims and mistreating them. That apparently is on the rise. There's a problem in Seattle. Police investigating the death of a Muslim teenager there who fell from a balcony. Vandalism was reported at mosques there and a temple. Take a deep breath, everybody. Take a deep breath. Seattle, one of the more progressive, which is sort of hieroglyphics for liberal. Seattle's a progressive, open-minded city, supposedly. There must be pockets of un-open-mindedness, however, there. And by the way, where you see pockets of Muslim, how do I do this?
Carefully. Please.
Okay. So, if you look around the country to where the Muslim, there are communities that seem to, I don't want to use harbor, but seem to encourage. And this is what happens. Like finds like. And when a group of people move to a certain area, then there are going to be more people that come from their old country to this country, and they're going to live around there and settle there. So there are pockets in Michigan and Minnesota, some in New York State, and there have been some in the Northwest as well. So, and many have gone to Seattle because of its progressive stance, open-mindedness, if you will. So, how open-minded is it to have some of the things being said about, that's, by the way, that's Millie scratching her collar behind me. I'm listening to jingle bells, and Millie's behind me.
Paying close attention to the show.
Yes, very close attention.
Thank you, Millie.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the idea of where we get our bigoted ideas. Why do people blame their problems on somebody else because they're different? Do you know there are a lot of people that say, "Ah, well,
fear."
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, Kenny. And does the same thing play into the hearings at the Supreme Court yesterday? I don't know how many of you are up on this. Here's some background on the affirmative action hearings in Washington at the Supreme Court. You may know that public colleges and universities, this is not about private schools, but public schools, have considered race in terms of admission. And many of us have had lots of things to say about this over the year. Sort of the years, the same thing as how many black police officers should we have, or in public hiring, how many blacks should be considered for these jobs, or that consideration. This is all about affirmative action. So anyway, a program at colleges in Texas has come under scrutiny. And so is it constitutional to do what they're doing, to have a certain quota of black students allowed into the school and brought in just because of their color? And that's been the consideration. So the University of Texas got sued. And the idea of giving disadvantage to applicants a shot is being shot down, it would seem. It was rejected. This this University of Texas student who's responsible for the suit getting to the Supreme Court was rejected in 2008 because of her race. Reverse discrimination, it has been called. So the Supreme Court, this has been considered in the last couple of years a couple of times. The Supremers avoided giving a direct answer, though, last time they took it up. Instead, they sent the case back to the lower court to take a closer look. And now it's back. Same case. Back again. The justices may decide that affirmative action is a no-go. And that will be a major reversal that could change the policies at public universities.
Yeah, apparently four of the justices are against any consideration of race.
Right.
And so, and a fifth, Anthony Kennedy, is skeptical about race
right.
being used to make those decisions.
Now, one of the things that has stirred, as usual, the one-sided news media was something, and I, by the way, you're not going to, I'm not sure that you're going to get from me what you might expect from me. Yesterday in this focus, Antonin Scalia, who's one of the, he's probably the farthest right of any of the judges. Anybody, you agree with that? Everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Thomas or him,
yeah.
Sure.
Roberta agrees and Richie agrees. Kenny?
Yeah.
Scalia seems to be the most right of center. So anyway, he said something. You had paraphrased it better than I did, Kenny, earlier on. So repeat what you said, because it seemed to encapsulate. I sort of was, I don't know why I'm dancing around the barn here. I should probably just go for it, but it sounds better when it comes from you. Excuse me, please, go ahead.
Well, he essentially said, and I don't have it right here in front of me, but that blacks shouldn't go to a school like University of Texas because it pushes them too hard. They should go somewhere where it's not as difficult.
I knew.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's basically what he said.
In this day and age?
Yeah, right. Oh, but I think some of that may have been taken out of context a little. And I'm trying to soften this a little bit, and I don't know that I have the grounds to do that, frankly, because I don't know that you can soften something like that. Yeah, go ahead.
It does not benefit African Americans to get them into the University of Texas where they do not do well, as opposed to having them go to a less advanced school, a slower track school where they do well.
That's pretty outrageous.
Most of the black scientists in this country don't come from schools like the University of Texas. Well, they come from lesser schools where they do not feel that they're being pushed ahead in classes that are too fast for them.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for that. The last part of that, there is something to be said for that. And I can tell you that from my experience.
Well, it shouldn't just be for African Americans. It should be for everybody.
Right. Well, see,
that's the point.
Exactly. We get into this discussion and we have the wrong focus. Instead of focusing on the color of the skin, what's your IQ? What's your SAT score? What's your what is the other thing that they use? AC, the ACT.
The ACTs.
Okay. Yeah. So that predicates for most, or how have you done in school to this point? Those are the things that predicate whether they're going to be successful or you're not going to be successful. It has nothing to do, well, it does, but it doesn't or it ought not to have anything to do with the color of your skin. But they've twisted this around, they being authorities, admissions officers, and it's not just in school. It's been applied in the public workplace. Public states and federal agencies have been told to hire, you know, not just a number of blacks, but minorities in general. Go to the post office, for God's sakes, and look around. Who do you see? And I say that without worry about the ramifications. I can't go into the Santa Monica post office and find anybody that can really speak English. There's a Korean. There's a Chinese guy.
Sure,
there's a black guy.
English. They just have an accent.
No, I'm not going to get into trouble because they can't speak English. No, I shouldn't. If I get into trouble, I ought not to get into trouble. Why would I get into trouble for saying something that's so obvious to anybody that walks into the Santa Monica Police Department? I mean, post office.
They have to speak English to have a job there.
You know what, Richie? You go in and you try to understand. Maybe they can speak it, but yeah, I challenge you to understand what they're really saying.
Racist.
Well,
and
just
why is
you
it?
You can't understand their accent. No. Doesn't mean they can't speak English.
Yeah, right. But why? I'm in there to get service. I don't want to have to work to understand what they're saying. Why should I have to work?
You're starting to sound like Donald Trump.
No, I'm not sounding like Donald Trump at all. Don't give me that baloney. I'm sounding like somebody who's thinking this.
Somebody having a native accent.
But the point is not so much even the accents, but the way people are hired. Give them a chance because they don't. What we're telling
you imagine
them
what that would
is
get into?
Come to the public sector. We'll hire you because we'll give you a chance if you can't get hired in the private sector because either A, you're not qualified, or B, they're unfair,
or B, your accent, or C, your accent's too thick and we won't be able to understand
you. Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Any of those things.
What kind of lawsuit would that bring up?
So Scalia sounds like a boob saying what he did because he didn't think it through. Or what he said isn't really true.
What's wrong?
It ought
with
not
boobs?
To be.
I've got nothing against boobs.
I thought Doug liked them.
Okay, so that's the end of this serious conversation.
I really think you should be quiet now, boss.
Boil down to boobs.
Hey, Queen of Sheep coming up in just a minute.
No, I'm going to go. My point is, my main point
here.
He won't
shut up.
My
he won't
point
shut up.
Is I want to go back to white America in
I'm
the 50s
keep,
when I didn't
my
have to
point
understand
is,
these accents.
My point is that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but how intelligent they are or how well they can succeed. What are their chances of doing well in any particular circumstance? If you have a good chance of doing well in a college, then you ought to be able to get into the college no matter what the color of your skin. We have become so focused on this, it isn't fair in any number of reasons, but mostly to the people who get into these situations because of circumstances they can't control, and then they don't succeed, and they fail, and they become bitter, and they become disenfranchised.
Well, shouldn't the point be given everybody that gets the right opportunity in order to succeed?
That's what I'm saying. You want to all make fun of me, but that's basically what I've said in a nutshell.
But Einstein couldn't have worked at the post office because you wouldn't have been able to understand
damn right
his accent.
He couldn't have. Right, exactly. All right. Who would have wanted Einstein?
Gotcha.
He would have figured it out.
You want Ann now?
Yeah. Right.
Hey, another person that wouldn't be able to work at the local post office?
Is Roberta. All right, let's get the
Yoda.
Oh, Yoda would make it.
Yoda.
Yeah.
Right. ML you want?
Understanding right. You are.
Come on, let's do the Queen of Sheep report. It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
She's the Queen of Sheep.
Mail you want.
Queen of Sheep.
Yes, I am Queen of Sheep.
It's Roberta Bessemelli.
Okay, quick rundown here. Target, buy one, get 50% off, and plus you get gift cards, $10 when you spend 50. Then also at Target, if you're a Red Card member, and Red Cards are free, you also get free drinks there, like a Jamgo smoothie or a small icy or soda, all at the Target Cafe. So you can keep yourself going while you're with lots of sugar while you're shopping. Glasses USA, you need a new pair of glasses, up to 60%. Off with free shipping. And also we have some great deals at Redbox, free entertainment, 2 free DVDs or Blu-rays or games. We have the coupon code for you for all these things at the Queen of Cheap section at betterliving@dougstefan.com. How's that?
That's
all
it.
Time? Yes.
No,
well, you didn't give me any time.
Yeah, lots of time.
Give me a minute.
You had 2 minutes.
By the way.
I had 2 minutes.
By the way, Doug.
Yeah, Rich.
The sponsor for this segment?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
The United States Post Office.
Grandpa will tell one of his people.
Are you kidding me?
That's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the postal service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery.
None of those people work in the Santa Monica
Details
Post
on free package pickup visit USPS.com/pickup.
Some of them English-speaking postal workers.
Right.
Well, that is divine retribution.
All right, 21 past the hour on Good Day.
Yeah, wait for that check to show up.
All right.
The cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Late fall morning on the Good Day program as we present to you our Christmas star of the day, who's Courtney Rao. You can go to CourtneyRao.com and round up some interesting music, Christmas songs, and not Christmas songs. This is Click, Richie.
Yes.
From a recent Courtney Top 40 hit. Courtney in charge, preferring to play by ear to the dismay of the piano teacher hired by her parents. The family lived abroad. Her father's job as an engineering executive finally settled the family in Washington. She began performing in the school choir, theater productions, that sort of thing. So, Courtney, what I want to know is, how come you were successful and I wasn't? I did the same thing.
I played by ear. Look at me. I ended up here.
Well, you have a tin ear, though. I sang in the school choir. I was in theater productions, all that sort of thing. But I don't have a successful music career. What'd I do wrong?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what plays did you perform in?
See, there you go.
I was in Death of a Salesman. Maybe that was the problem.
Not very musical.
Not too much music. No, that was the problem. So you started...
Now he plays in Death of a Radio Host, Courtney. Every day.
Yeah. You started writing when you were in the eighth grade, started writing some music. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do you remember what you wrote?
Eighth grade was... the first song I wrote, it was not that great. I took my first trip to Nashville, and I wrote a couple songs with just different people around the town. And my first EP that we released was the end of eighth grade, so it had a couple songs. One of my songs called Life Moves On was on that. And then I started performing all of my originals, you know, in New York, D.C., Nashville. And then I went back to Nashville and recorded my second EP. And that's what Click is on and all of my other songs.
So you have what is your, in, when you take aim at a project or something, let's say your life, your career, what's your goal? Where does Courtney Rao want to be 10, 15 years from today?
Madison Square Garden.
Really?
I'm joking.
There's nothing wrong with that. Do Don't it. Joke.
that would just be amazing, honestly. But I just hope to keep doing what I love and performing and recording and writing and, you know, just meeting people and.
So Courtney, let me ask you like an inside the biz question. Where are most of your download? Where do most of your listeners and your fans get your music from? Which service are they getting it on? The radio? Are they buying your CDs? Are they downloading it from iTunes? Listening to it on Spotify? Where do most of your listens come from?
I would definitely say iTunes.
iTunes. Do you like that? Is that good for you?
Yeah, that's it's awesome. You know, like the first time I searched my name and saw my songs on there, it was like the coolest feeling ever. It was, I think, beginning of ninth grade of my ninth grade year, and my mom and, you know, my producer, we decided that it was time to start putting some of my stuff up there, and, you know, it was the coolest thing ever, because I'd been, you know, downloading songs off iTunes since I was little, and seeing my stuff on there was just the weirdest and most awesome feeling ever.
Doug, you think back to the movie The Wonders when they heard themselves on the radio for the first time, and look at where we are now today. Courtney, the reason I ask is because, you know, certain artists...
I bet Courtney doesn't even know what that movie is. Courtney, you know what The Wonders... Do you remember that
Tom Hanks the one
movie?
One hit wonder.
No, I don't.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, Richie, go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, you know, we consume music, and Courtney, when you are kind of working to kind of get ahead in the business, I like to make sure that we do what's best for you. Is it buying the CD that makes you the most money versus the record company or the person that's selling it to you? So I wanted to know whether iTunes is a good place for you when we consume music.
Yes, iTunes definitely.
They're fair to you, you feel.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
All right. So let's finish our focus on Courtney with a listen to her. She's recorded her favorite Christmas song, Santa Claus Coming to Town. Let's see how she treats this. Courtney Rao. CourtneyRAU.com. Telling you. Let's sing it together.
Love it.
Santa Claus.
Let's not be quiet.
I want to hear her.
Really?
Yeah.
You.
Courtney, you want to hear me sing this with you or not?
Definitely.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Courtney, best of luck to you in your career. You sound like you've got the right attitude. Congratulations. Thanks for being here. 29 after on Good Day.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
I keep moving along here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. Roberta was all hopped up the other day about the alligator that killed the burglary suspect who was hiding from the police. Further investigation, they killed the alligator and opened him up to see what was inside of him, and apparently there were
part of
the remains, yes, body parts.
Yeah, the guy went and hid in a pond in Florida.
Right. Where our WMEL land.
Yep.
I wonder if anybody down there knows more about this than do we, John, who runs, John Harper runs the station, or somebody who's listening. What do you know, what more do you know about this story this week? I love the name
of
the
county. Like,
it's Brevard County.
Was it one of those little, like, Russian dolls where you open up the alligator, and then you open up the convict, and then you open up, and you get the goods back? Oh, look, there's my watch.
All right. Oh, no, look. There's a battery. Uh-huh.
Nesting right. Alligator.
Anyway, so
right, the nesting alligator.
Right, that's it. The story from the big story from Florida. The middle class in America is no longer the majority.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There are now more low income Americans than there are people in the middle. Now,
yep.
People again back at the okay, the rich are richer, the poor are poorer. Where are the people in the middle? Is there a sense here? Now, here I am asking a question which I'm not supposed to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. Is there a sense here that people are not staying in the middle class because there are no opportunities, because opportunities are being taken away from them? I'm going to answer my own question. Do you mind?
You usually do. Go ahead.
Yes, I try to answer my own questions. What we have done here is lose sight of the reality of immigration that is ruining the country. The illegal immigrants who have come here are the ones responsible, and the people who hire them. Not just them. They come here for the opportunity, but there has to be somebody to hire them. So it isn't all on them, as some people would have you believe. They come here because they know they're going to get paid to come here, and they're only going to get paid if they get hired. So what does it say about the Americans who may puff out their chest, say, I'm a good American, I'm doing this, that, or the other thing, but behind the scenes they've hired illegal immigrants to keep you from having a job? They'll tell you that you don't want the job, and in some cases that may be true. But I suggest to you that there are plenty of Americans, and I use my farm as an example. I have used my farm, Richie, before as an example.
Yeah, that works there.
When you heard me talking over the years about the mainstays who were on my farm, they were all white guys who were my age for the most part and who stayed with me. The only reason that Edgar's not with me anymore is because he died. Donald is still with me. Joe is still with me. Sneaker, whose real name is Clarence Carter Smith III or something.
And you call him Sneaker?
We call him Sneaker.
Why?
Because he always wears sneakers. How's that, Roberto? You like that? But my point is, these are all guys, white guys, in their 50s and 60s, who, and when we all got started, we were in our 40s, who are on the farm every day. Have we had people from South America, from Mexico? Yes, we have had people from South America and Mexico, and I wouldn't hire them unless I saw a green card. I didn't find out until after the fact that one of them had forged his green card.
They forged the green card?
Yep.
Yeah, that's more common than you know.
Apparently it is, because he got caught and he got deported. Anyway, the point is that if you want to find, if you're really dedicated and devoted to the American system, then you'll work hard to go find people, or better yet, you'll create the ambiance in the workplace that will attract people that you want to have working for you. If you just take the lowest common denominator, okay, this guy's cheap and he'll do the work. Here we go, let's go. Put him out in the field.
Let me throw another angle.
I think that's why we have no longer a middle class. Yes, Richie.
Obamacare.
That's why we're the middle class?
Yep, because it has pushed people out of full-time jobs into part-time jobs where they don't get insurance, they don't get benefits, and they don't get the wages that they used to.
Yep.
This is why we have more jobs now, but less good-paying jobs.
It's only been around for a year or two. It would not have had that massive an effect on
the economy.
The tipping point here happened between 2011 and 2015.
Yeah. This is. I think there's something you may be onto something.
If you look at the numbers, okay, in 2011, 50.6% of Americans were middle class, and 29.3% of those were lower income, and 20.1 were upper income. Now, and it's such a small adjustment, but now 49.9% of Americans are middle class, with 29% being lower income and 21.1% being upper income.
Now, let's go to the next step here, Richie. As long as you just have opened the door to a discussion of health insurance, for some reason or another, there is a sign up here. I've never understood this. Somebody from the insurance company, the insurance world, please, maybe you could help me understand this. 888-302-3684. Why is it that we have sign-up periods for health insurance? As a matter of fact,
it's ridiculous.
It is. The deadline
absolutely ridiculous.
For signing up is next Tuesday. If you want coverage to begin January 1st, you got to sign up. A million new customers, so the government says, have signed up for health insurance during this open.
We got the answer to that a few months ago when we had our guest Carrie on about income or insurance.
Yeah.
And it's so that you can't get sick and then go get insurance. Mm-hmm. They want you to get the insurance and then get sick. Because it protects their butts a little better. It's purely to protect the insurance company.
Well, the bill is all about the insurance company. This has nothing to do with health care.
Right.
It's all about insurance. The health care now, because of the insurance problems, has gotten worse. The ability to get good health care or to pay for it with or without insurance is up in smoke. And doctors are getting out by the droves, because they don't want to be involved in this. And it just brings it back around to socialized medicine. Sooner or later, the government's going to say, wow, look at this. All the doctors are getting out of the business. We better set up a new bureau, the United States hospital system. And we'll take over all the hospitals, and all the doctors will work for us. And we can, I mean, it's like working for Vladimir Putin. Same thing. Anyway.
By the way, the definition of middle class.
Yeah.
For a household with three people, being middle class means making between $42,000 and $126,000.
If you're a family, 126,
42 is pretty much the poverty level.
42 is low.
If you're a family of three making less than $42,000, then you're considered lower class. If you're a family making more than $126,000, then you're considered upper class.
You know, I really dislike the use of the word class.
I know,
but we do have a class.
You know,
Roberta.
I'd rather just say income, lower income, middle income, higher income.
If you go to like my wife is from Colombia. They have a very
she's high class
out in the open class.
She's an upstanding girl.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not. It's like it's the government uses it when they figure out what your taxes are going to be, and you're a class 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
You go to India. You want to see a class?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And it's pretty much stamped on all your paperwork which class you are. Yeah. And luckily, my wife was in one of the top tiers.
Upper class. That's how she got you, Richie.
Well, you know what's even funnier is they go by name. Like if you. You know, oh, your last name is Stefan? Oh, you're upper class. Oh,
yes,
your last
I am.
Name
Thank
is
you very much for recognizing
Oh, that name is a lower class
name. Yeah, we all know that.
Right, Irish.
You got that.
Whatever.
Do you know who, there's a story in the New York Times today reflecting on President Obama and his relationship to the sale of guns. Apparently, the fellow who
to the moon, Alice
runs one of these venture capital outfits that tend to invest a lot of money in arms and arm dealers, or not dealers, but arm suppliers, new ideas for guns and whatever other stuff's coming on. We leave that. There's a venture capital company that specializes in investing in people who are trying to discover a better way to kill you. How's that for? I always like to go to bed with that on your mind every night. I'm buying into companies that are making things so that you can die, or we can kill more people,
or you can defend your house and your
karma,
family.
Is that? Well, that's not what's coming from this. No, but I'm talking about the way the VC this outfit works. Anyway, the point is that there are a lot of people who think that Obama is the reason that firearms are selling. Faster now. I don't agree with that contention. I think there are two reasons. Number one, the fear that's been inculcated into our minds by the news media that's in cahoots with these people who are making these various things, because some of them are large advertisers. Look now at USA Today and the New York Times, some of the big circulation newspapers. Look how often they have ads for Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon. Most of them are aimed at their image pieces. Sometimes they're looking for they're looking to hire people because they're growth industries. But why are they growth industries? Boeing is the only commercial airplane manufacturer we have in the country. Lockheed Martin used to be the L-1011, best airplane ever made, in my opinion. They stopped. They got out of business because there's more money in building armaments and planes for war and whatever. There's a lot more money in that than there is building commercial
aircraft.
Well,
a lot of our economy is based on war.
Of course, it is.
I mean, a tremendous amount.
You know, the crazy part of it, though, I was listening to a story this morning, as a matter of fact, on the way in, that the government is trying to hire hackers and computer programmers. So that they can help defend our infrastructure.
Well, of course.
Yet they're having a problem because government contractors are able to pay more than the government.
Yeah.
So think about that.
To hire them. So the contractors are hiring them away from the government.
Right. So the government can't pay as much as the people they are paying to do the work.
Right. All right. In a manner of speaking, in a moment, we're going to, well, let's see if we have time. You remember earlier this year was a big to-do about happy birthday, the happy birthday song.
Yeah,
song,
it's now legal to play happy birthday. We can all sing it.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
You can play the whole thing now.
Would you stop? I'm doing a promotion, a tease for what I'm going to do in a minute, and you think you have to take over and tell everybody what I'm going to tell them?
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Wrong.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not. It was a tease because I'm going to do a commercial now. Thank you very much.
Here's the clue. She's going to say something about the happy birthday song.
Super beast. You're going to have to work with folks. Very difficult.
The story's 2 months old. I'm not doing it.
No, it is not today. Okay. The litigation ends today.
Right.
For those of you who are not informed, I am, and that's the story that Richie started in.
That's what we call him around here, is Mr. Informed.
That's me. All right. Anyway. Super Beats.
Yes.
I am informed about this as well.
I just had mine. That's why I'm all riled up.
Really? Is that it?
Yep.
I haven't had my Neo 40 capsule yet, but I think I better get it because I can tell we're going to continue to do brain battle. That's what we should call it. The daily brain battle. Anyway, Super Beats is known now as the circulation superfood. It's a great tasting daily source of dietary nitrates that you need to promote heart healthy energy in your body. There are all kinds of, when you look at a beet, I was thinking about this the other day. Beets, I grow them in my garden, pull them out of the ground, kind of a cool thing. And what the folks at Neo Labs, Neogenesis Labs have done is even cooler. They have improved your circulation opportunity by about tenfold. 23 million people have gotten onto Neo 40 daily tabs. You take the, this is a concentrated version of Super Beets. It's crystallized, put in your mouth, it quickly is going to melt on your tongue and it'll be absorbed into your system so that you have the kind of vim, vigor, and vitality that Richie is just describing. You can get that too. You want increased circulation, you want healthy arteries, you want energy and stamina, you want healthy blood pressure levels, then you want Neo 40 in the morning, and then you want to take some Super Beets, maybe the black cherry. Teaspoon of that into a glass of water in the afternoon. It delivers the same health enhancing benefits. The only difference is that it is, you don't have to chew it, you drink it, and it lasts probably a little bit longer, I'm going to guess. So there are all kinds of deals. I'm guessing this would make a good, really, I'm not being facetious, a good Christmas present for the health conscious person that's on your list. Super Beets, the circulation superfood being used by professional athletes, Olympic athletes. You can get Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 for the Neo 40. This is the deal. Buy two boxes of Neo 40. They'll give you a 30-day supply of Super Beets and the book on nitric oxide and the saliva testing strips so you know how much nitric oxide is in your body and how much you need to get the arteries open and get the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to your all of your organs, everywhere in your body. That's what you need. That's what you get in this wonderful, healthy opportunity to make your life better and live longer. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that number for Super Beets. 800-655-4183.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York, drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need. And answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Scientific discovery.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com. For details.
Okay, before I was so rudely interrupted, my focus on the happy birthday song, Happy Birthday to You, You Belong in... No, that's not really the way the song goes.
You look like a monkey.
Yeah. Bah, bah, bah.
And you smell
so
like one,
the song may be one step closer to entering the royalty-free public domain, as Richie suggested. A settlement has been reached. The lawsuit claims that the song, one of the biggest big deals, has been modified. I find it very interesting. How many of us thought this was something that was, I mean, we don't even think about it, right? Happy birthday. Yeah. No copyright infringement here. Use it, sing it, play it, enjoy it. Kind of like some of the Christmas music. Happy Christmas to you, 51 after.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're taking me back in time to show me my mother and father, and I'm supposed to get all goosey and blubbery. Well, forget it, pal. You got the wrong guy.
That's exactly what Attila the Hun said. But when he saw his mother, Niagara Falls.
You don't like Christmas much, do you?
Like it. I love it. It's cold, so people stay home and watch television. Ad revenues go up 30%. All these idiots are going to be home watching the boob tube for me tonight. I am the biggest fan that Christmas ever had.
All right. This is kind of cool. Al Green and Annie Lennox together with the movie music from Scrooge.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
All right, so this is from the movie Scrooge, number one movie during the Christmas season in 1988. Annie and Al, they're quite a combination there together. This is a great song, no matter who.
It's a great song.
Chuck Curry, speaking of great, is here on the good day. He's our man. If he can't explain it, nobody can when it comes to videos, movies, DVDs, that sort of thing. He's got some movie news and a reflection on the opening of Ocean's 12. Debuted, I find this hard to believe. 2004, that movie is 11 years ago. That means that Ocean's 11 was a year and a half or 2 years before that?
That would be right.
My heavens.
We're getting older, Doug.
Yes, we are, Chucker. Speak for yourself, however. All right, Chucker has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, so Chucker, I just did quick research and went back to this date in 2001, which is the date Ocean's 11 opened. So 3 years later on the same day, they opened Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. Wasn't there some suggestion they were going to do with a bunch of women, all women? Did I hear that a while ago?
I'm not sure, but that's probably an idea that popped in their head.
Yeah.
And it's probably a decent idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea. All right. So what do you have for us movie news-wise?
This is an interesting story. Universal Pictures is eyeing an actress named, relatively unknown actress named Sophia Titella to star alongside Tom Cruise in their reboot of The Mummy. The surprising thing to me is that Tom Cruise is going to star in a reboot of The Mummy. Now, here's the idea. Yes. Universal is going to eventually combine or remake all their classic movie characters. They were going to do the Bride of Frankenstein, which are eyeing Angelina Jolie as the lead, Dracula, Van Helsing, and Werewolf, and then they're going to take all those characters and intertwine them into different movies, sort of like what Marvel does with the Avengers. But I guess Tom Cruise, who after this is going to do another Mission Impossible, clearly works for the $20 million paycheck per movie and is not interested in doing smaller films, which will stretch his acting chops, which he did about 10 years ago. We did a lot of that, but I don't know. Is that, you find that bizarre, Tom Cruise in a reboot of The Mummy?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
Well, I'd like him as The Mummy, I think.
Yeah. that'll be one that I don't go see. I usually would go, I'm sort of out of my way to see Tom Cruise in a movie. I think he's created some interesting characters for sure.
Listen, he does, you know, despite what people might think or say behind the scenes, he puts his all in front of the camera and always...
That agent role that he did in Tropic Thunder was about
really
one of the most unexpected, funny things I've ever seen of any big actor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one other thing, the world premiere of this movie, Star Wars The Force Awakens, December
14th. Is a Star Wars movie coming out?
Yeah, the world premiere is December 14th, 3 days before the movie goes super wide, Thursday the 17th. There's no advanced reviews. Very few people have seen the film.
Yeah.
So let's see how it plays out.
December
I think it's going to be really
Monday.
Good.
Yeah, well, it's going to do well. You know, it's going to do well. Box office bonanza. Disney stock should be buying stock in Disney.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.